Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, February 14th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day. The only direct flight connection between Berlin and Beijing is suspended until the end of March due to the coronavirus. An airport spokeswoman told the German press agency that the airline responsible, Hainan, has canceled all flights between yesterday, February 13th, and March 28th due to the virus, which now officially bears the name SARS-CoV-2. Affected passengers are asked to consult the airline's website for information about their flights. Hainan Airlines only flies in Germany from Berlin's Tegel Airport. Deutsche Bahn plans to hire more than 6,100 new employees in the East this year. According to a statement published by Deutsche Bahn on Wednesday, about 3,800 new employees are being sought in the Berlin-Brandenburg region alone. The company is looking for 1,400 additional employees in Saxony, 630 in Saxony-Anhalt, and 285 in Thuringia. The greatest demand for the railway in the East is for train drivers, of whom around 440 are being sought. The reasons for the recruitment drive are the departure of many employees because of their age and retirement, as well as high investments in the means of transport and its infrastructure. DB's head of personnel, Martin Seiler, said in the announcement that Deutsche Bahn had, quote, committed itself to a powerful growth program. Nationwide, more than 200,000 people work for the railway, and now the team is to be strengthened by 25,000. As stated by the police union, or GDP, in a final report, during a three-year test, 20 stun guns, or tasers, were made available to selected Berlin police officers and, up until now, have been used four times. According to the GDP, the four cases are said to have involved attempted suicides, which were prevented by the use of the devices. In 19 cases, officers from Kreuzberg and Mitte had threatened to use a taser, thus calming the situation. The test phase has been running since the beginning of February of 2017. The tasers fire small arrows suspended from thin wires. If the arrows hit a person at a distance of several meters, electric shocks travel through the wires and temporarily paralyze the victim. Because there have been cases in the United States where those with a heart defect are said to have died from the shocks, tasers remain controversial. The GDP is requesting that the test run be prolonged and extended to other police sections. They also added that tasers are a useful way to close the gap between pepper spray and a firearm. Currently, tasers are considered equivalent to a firearm and are only allowed in extreme emergencies. This year, 840 million euros will be invested in railway facilities in Berlin and Brandenburg. Alexander Kaczmarek, Berlin-based group representative of Deutsche Bahn, or DB, remarked, quote, "Not an easy task under the conditions of a crushed labor market and a busy construction industry." For passengers, however, the construction program means detours, shuttle services, or rail replacement services with buses, or SEV for short. Kaczmarek added that Deutsche Bahn is making efforts to, quote, "build in a customer-friendly manner." Nevertheless, there will still be week-long closures in 2020, especially during summer holidays. The Deutsche Bahn has released an overview of the largest construction projects, including, but not limited to, Berlin-Blankenfelde S2, Berlin-Köpenick S3, Berlin-Strasbourg S5, and neighboring lines S7 and S75. For a full list of lines and dates in which passengers must change to buses in 2020, please follow the link to the original article in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.